ahead and take a phone call and then get back to the news. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I was listening to earlier part of those hearings here with Comey. And I'm going to say this about, not as far as Donald Trump goes. Donald Trump is now showing weakness. He's showing extreme weakness. He's letting the wrong people in his cabinet. He's letting the wrong people into his government as a whole. And now with Comey, and he did the wrong thing in firing General Flynn. Now, what he needs to do, and he needs to do it real quick, and it's fire James Comey. Almost, I'd say immediately.
Well, see, there, unfortunately, it's the timing issue. It's the timing issue here because the corporate media will tarnish Trump with it. They'll equate it to Richard Nixon's firing of the special prosecutor, Archibald Cox. What Trump can do right now is start cleaning out the rest of the Obama holdovers from the White House and the executive office branch and start, you know, shutting down all the leaks and everything. But right now, until this matter is resolved one way or the other, Trump politically cannot touch James Comey because it will be used against him. Trump has no sympathy whatsoever within our federal government and the corporate media. They're that afraid of him.
I tend to disagree with you on that, Mike.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. I think if he goes to the American people and explains why he's getting rid of this clown and, you know, going into detail what this man is doing, what he's done, how he covered up Mr. Slick Willie there. And by the way, he needs to also have a special prosecutor immediately to go after her. And that he's also going to investigate Comey with a special prosecutor. And he explains to the American people. He's good at talking to the American people. If he does this properly, he can nullify anything the fake stream media or the government tries to do. He has to do this. This guy is a dangerous menace. What Comey is, you know that Comey was involved with the HSBC Bank. He was probably involved in drug dealing and drug smuggling, drug laundering.
And mostly the laundering
stuff
side.
Like this too. He has to explain stuff like this too. He has to really go, and he has to get these Goldman Sachs clowns that he's putting in his White House staff. Like I heard this guy, I think his name is Gary Cohn. He's got to get rid of people like this. He cannot keep on. You know, he's pissing off the very people in his own his closest advisors by keeping a guy like that on. He's got to start cleaning house, and he's got to start doing it now. Otherwise,
he's got to stop playing defensive. He's got to stop being defensive. Yeah, he's got to get aggressive.
Exactly.
He's got to go on the offense. He's got to stop acting like a businessman, and he has to start acting like a leader. And he's got to do it right now. Because if this sham hearing in Congress and the corporate media can convince enough of the American public that there might actually be a link between Russia and Trump, not prove it, but just believe that it might be true, then they can use the 25th Amendment to get Donald Trump out of the office.
By the way, what he's doing, too, by showing weakness, he's also showing the enemies we really may have. I don't believe Russia is an enemy. But I believe there are people out there that really are enemies, and possibly that guy in Korea. When they see weakness, they're going to take advantage of it. They're going to see, well, look, they got a weak president. He's got a big mouth, but he shows there's nothing behind that mouth.
And well, we had the same thing with Obama, you know, who went along with the Iran deal, and it was accused of being weak then. I think right now is the fact that Trump is just he's being overwhelmed by all the people around him, and that's intentional in order to corral him and constrain him. You know, if he doesn't wake up and realize that the people that are supposed to be working for him are actually working against him, even as they accept the paychecks. And this goes back to what I said even during the campaign before he was elected. My primary concern with Donald Trump is that he's going into that office, or has gone into that office, as dangerously naive about the realities of D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too. He's got to understand he's not building a gambling casino. He's not building a luxury hotel. He is dealing with the worst sharks, with the worst scum imaginable. He's dealing with predators, both in government, the media, and others who who have something, who don't care about this country, and with the so-called intelligence community, who don't care about this country. They care about their own power. They care about whatever money they can make on the side. And they only care about themselves. They hate this. They really couldn't care less about the people of this country. A guy like Comey is a prime example. I believe he's put in by Bush, if I'm not mistaken, which is really, as far as I'm concerned, Bush and Clinton are almost the same person.
They are. It's a duocracy, and it all ties back to that CIA gun and drug running operation in Arkansas in the 1980s. That's the font from which all of this corruption has spread. And it's gone far worse than the corruption we saw during Prohibition. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines again here, do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to get back to the news here. Now, Russia has summoned Israel's ambassador to explain why Israel is conducting air raids in Syria. And obviously, Israel has zero right to be interfering with Syria at all. Syria is still claiming they shot down one of the Israeli warplanes. Apparently Israel is upping the ante, saying that their plan is to destroy all of the Syrian air defense systems in order to allow ISIS to regain the initiative against Bashar al-Assad. Now, Syria's President Assad is out there with a statement saying, "We're counting on Russia to prevent a conflict with Israel." They're sending a message that if Israel continues to push against Syria, to commit acts of war against Syria, that they might find themselves in a conflict with Russia. The danger of that, of course, is the U.S. government has already committed the United States of America, meaning your children, into any war involving Israel on Israel's side, even if Israel starts the conflict. And that would be one possible door into all-out World War III. It is very scary here. Story coming out of 12160, Israel escalating the aggressions in Syria. And they're still talking about all the areas of Syria that Israel is still illegally occupying, that they simply stole and will not give back. And that, of course, includes that Golan Heights area, which is full of oil and gas, and Israel is now stealing it from Syria. And they actually had the chutzpah to ask Syria to let them build a pipeline across Syria so they could take the oil and gas they're stealing from Syria and sell it to Europe. And Assad said no. And that was another reason everybody said, well, he's got to go. He refuses to play ball with us here. Now, Russia has struck a deal with the Syrian Kurds to set up a new military base in northwestern Syria. So Russia is going to be a power in the region for some time to come. Now, we've been seeing a lot of people sort of flipping back and forth, Western influence, Russian influence, Western influence, and so forth. And the latest one to do that, surprise, surprise, is Angela Merkel, who is extending an olive branch to Russia to try and solve some of the international conflicts. And she's talking about scaling back or ending the sanctions against Russia, because all these sanctions have caused far more economic harm to Europe than they caused to Russia. And right now, Europe can't suffer that damage. It can't survive it. Between the predations of the European Central Bank, IMF, and the World Bank, and the huge, huge cost of the refugee migrant problem, Europe's economy, including Germany, does not have the resilience to sustain sanctions anymore. And so Merkel is now pulling away from the EU and the United States and saying to Russia, we might want to actually start getting closer to you. Now, on the downside, Germany is threatening Facebook with huge fines of up to 50 million euros if Facebook does not remove independent media content from their platform. In other words, if you're in Germany and you try and post an article from whatreallyhappened.com, Facebook is under orders from the German government to take it down or face a heavy fine. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Merkel, Merkel, Uber, Alice. Never mind. So where are we? Who's the real aggressor in all of this world at war? Right now, the United States has 200,000 troops deployed to 177 nations. This is according to an estimate from Politico. There are 800 U.S. bases outside the borders of the United States of America, and it costs $100 billion annually to maintain these garrisons, and that's exactly what they are. It's like the old Roman Empire had the legions spread across the empire in their garrisons to make sure that those pesky little provinces didn't get any ideas into their head about independence. And that's what the United States is doing with all these troops in all these different places here. Now, as you know, the United Nations issued a report last week acknowledging that the government of Israel is behaving as an apartheid state. Israel came on out and said, how dare you? How dare you to criticize our apartheid state? And, of course, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations echoed that. How dare you? How dare you? And put pressure on the United Nations to withdraw the report. The United Nations asked the person who created the report to withdraw it, and that person resigned instead. And we're looking at all that's going on with the UN, how hamstrung it is, how compromised it is by Israel, by the United States. But remember your history. Before they could get World War II going, they had to take down the League of American States. Or the League of Nations, rather. After one of these horrific wars is over, they'll try and set up an organization to guarantee world peace. And the next time they want a world at war, they have to tear that down. That seems to be what's going on over at the United Nations. The United Nations has just issued another report saying that this mass surveillance across the globe is a threat to humanity. That there have to be steps to reassert the privacy of ordinary law-abiding citizens around the world. I would agree with that most wholeheartedly. Moving on to the economic news, Deutsche Bank has plunged into the red for 2017 after dilution and a revenue warning. And basically, their stocks are tumbling once again. And CEO John Cryan is saying revenue is going to be broadly flat. The banks just aren't working any longer. People don't have money to put in the banks. With the rate increase from the Federal Reserve, it's more expensive for banks to borrow new money from the central bank. Remember that article I wrote, the 11th marble? That's exactly what's happening. Private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay that debt, in order to use that awareness of debt to control the nation and its people and harvest the real wealth, the hard assets of the people and the nation to put in the bankers' pockets. Once you fall victim to a private central bank, once your corrupt government sells you into that slavery, as the U.S. government did just over 100 years ago, it doesn't matter how hard you work, it doesn't matter how much you sacrifice, you can still never get out of that debt slavery. Look at what's going on in Europe, especially Greece and Cyprus. What is happening in Greece and Cyprus is the end objective of private central banking. A nation and its people reduced to absolute poverty and all the real wealth, the land, the buildings, the facilities, everything in the pockets of the bankers. It's a return to feudalism. Instead of a world of the American dream where people own the land, they want to go back to serfdom, where the land owns the people. Eurozone's Dijsselbloem wants the emergency bailout fund turned into a European version of the IMF. Oh, good, just what we need, another private central bank issuing the public currencies alone at interest. Remember what Einstein said about the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting there to be a different outcome. Private central banks always, ultimately, end up with an impoverished nation and an impoverished people and all the real wealth of the nation and its people in the pockets of the bankers. That's what it's designed to do. Now, up until recently, big banks have been calling for a mandated parity between the euro and the dollar. They sort of flip back and forth each other, and of course, currency traders make a lot of money on those swings. And apparently, I guess the currency traders got the upper hand on this because now the calls for euro-dollar parity, meaning one-to-one enforced by law, that's now been called off. That's been called off. They're going to let the currency exchange rate float for at least a little while longer. Now then, Eric Peters, the CIO of One River Asset Management, it's a hedge fund, is out there saying the odds of Trump succeeding are zero in the absence of a new war. So again, we're getting confirmation. The conventional wisdom on Wall Street and Washington, D.C. is that without a new world war, the United States is finished. And it doesn't matter how many American young people are killed and crippled. It's just the cost of doing business. Donald Trump has now rolled back the Obama protections on student loans. As you know, there's a huge problem with student loan defaults. These poor kids got suckered into going to college. College degree, it'll make you, you'll be a liberal, you'll be famous, you'll have self-esteem. And the colleges weren't really teaching these kids much of anything that led to any kind of a high-paying job. And that's how the kids were lured on in. You know, yes, we're going to saddle you with an average of $40,000 in student loans each, but you're going to get a high-paying job as soon as you graduate. You'll pay that off in 10 or 20 years. No problem. And it just didn't happen. The jobs are not there. The college degrees that most of these schools are putting out don't translate to jobs. How many art history majors, you know, are going to actually find jobs being art historians out there? In fact, usually you have to have a PhD to even be considered by a job like that. So apparently Obama put in rules that barred the student loan debt collectors from charging penalty fees on past due loans, and Trump has now said, yeah, they got to pay the penalties. I definitely disagree with that one. President Trump is also going to sign a bill allowing states to drug test welfare recipients. That one I agree with. And that's mostly because when I was living in North Hollywood, California, there were a lot of druggy welfare recipients around. I got to see that firsthand. It is abuse of the system. Now, I don't want to end welfare to people who really do need the assistance. We certainly do have a lot of them. And I view it as a measure of how civilized a society is on how they treat their most vulnerable and fragile population. But there's absolutely no question that people who've fallen in to all this CIA drug addiction are exploiting the welfare system to keep on buying those drugs. And that should be shut down. Now, we're hearing, according to TheHill.com, there is a massive labor strike planned for the 1st of May. It's supposed to be a general strike across the nation in protest against Donald Trump. And it will be interesting to see whether it really manifests or not, but they're selling it just as hard as they can. And it's going to be on May 1st, International Workers' Day, which, by the way, was a big holiday in the former Soviet Union. May 1st is a communist holiday. Oh, we're going to have it here. We're going to go on a strike. We're going to bring down the government, bring socialism back. They're not bringing socialism back, by the way. What they're bringing is fascism. And the two are polar opposites. I'm a capitalist. I'd like to see a restoration of traditional American capitalism in this country. But if I have to choose between fascism and socialism, I'm going to lean socialism. We're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, more about what's going on with the economy and more about the utter chaos that these private central banks have brought to the human civilization. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economic news. And over in the European Union, over in Greece, the rioting has become a constant daily fact of life to the point where nobody's really reporting on it anymore. They're looking at the news wire and saying, oh, there's a riot in Greece. Well, there was a riot in Greece yesterday and the day before that. But apparently, Greek farmers are fighting police in Athens over coming tax hikes and austerity. Because the message they're getting from the European Central Bank and the IMF and the World Bank is, you must make do with less so we can have more. And when you're hearing that from the mouths of people who are living these elevated King Midas lifestyles, that's a tough sell. Now, the Greek people understand that much of that debt they are being crushed under was created through fraud between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs. And the attitude of the money junkies is, we don't care. Debt is holy. Debt is sacrosanct. You will not question the debt. You will obey and you will pay. And so will your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Now, earlier today, Claire had occasion to call one of the banks we do business with about a very trivial matter, and she just got inundated First of all, she had to sit through 5 minutes of recorded commercials before she got to a real person at the call center. The person at the call center didn't even want to deal with Claire's problem. Just was immediately out there saying, well, we've got this for sale. We've got this new service. We've got this. We got, how about a new credit card? And blah, blah, blah. And it got to the point where Claire, who generally does not lose her cool, lost her cool. And as it turns out, looking at this article that's from the CBC, apparently past employees at a lot of these big banks are now going public saying that when they're working at the call centers, their management is telling them, you must sell new things to everybody who calls on in. And if you don't succeed in selling so much per week, you will be fired. So the call centers that are supposed to be there for customer service have been turned into just another advertising platform. And when banks are behaving this unethically, it's another signal they're in serious, serious trouble. Now, speaking of serious trouble, Radio Shack has had to file for bankruptcy for the second time this last week, and they've just announced they're closing 552 of their stores. 36% of the entire retail space of Radio Shack is about to close. And it certainly is a telling sign of the economic realities for retail. But, of course, the Radio Shack that I knew as a kid was gone long, long ago. Somebody made a very bad decision to abandon their customer base of electronics hobbyists and just sell the same consumer-level electronics everybody else was selling. And it was a disaster. Let's see. I saw a story come on by down here. Let me see if I can get back to it. Retail is in serious, serious trouble. Something like a 13% fall off in total volume this last month. People do not have money to go to the stores and buy things, and people do not want to use their credit cards. They're trying to break free of that debt slavery because they recognize that is what it is. Now, do you remember Jack Abramoff? Huge scandal, lobbyist, and it got really ugly. And apparently part of that is just even now surfacing, where apparently all the way back in 1998, Microsoft hired Jack Abramoff to lobby the Congress to allow more H-1B visas so that Microsoft could hire software engineers and other skilled personnel from other countries and pay them much less than the going rate for Americans. And I would hope that Trump, with his Make America Great Again agenda, is going to say the schools need to stop indoctrinating our children and give them job skills, and then our corporations have to hire them. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to step back a little bit because there's been an update to a story we mentioned earlier where Russia had summoned the Israeli ambassador over Israel's incursions into Syria with warplanes and in at least one case, a ballistic missile that was fired into Syria from Israel, ostensibly because those gosh darn Syrians were daring to shoot back at Israeli warplanes bombing their country. You're not allowed to do that, apparently. And now we are hearing that Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has basically said Russia is sending a message to Israel. The rules have changed. Israel is no longer free to act in Syrian skies. Period. End of discussion. Now, I would like to think that Israel would say, okay, we don't want to get into a shooting war with Russia. But I think Israel would absolutely love Russia getting into a shooting war with the United States, including nukes to destroy each other, and that would leave Israel with their nuclear arsenal able to control the entire Middle East, and by virtue of the Middle East's oil, to basically control the rest of the world. And unfortunately, they now have an open door to do that. Israel goes into Syria, waits for Russia to attack them. the U.S., which is already committed to supporting Israel in any conflict, even if Israel starts it, sends on in, and we're at war with Russia, and that is not going to end well for anybody. I remember many years ago, there was a big stink where a French politician was overheard, wasn't a public speech, was just overheard saying, why must the world constantly hover on the edge of world war because of that crappy little country? It's not exactly the language that he used, but remember, we're not allowed to say dirty words on the radio to prove that we're a just and moral nation. And of course, this French politician was denounced, you're an anti-Semite, how could you even say that? But if you look back at all of this provocation, and who's really instigating so much of this, either directly from Israel attacking its neighbors or indirectly by Israel's supporters in other countries saying, you should go kill them for us. Now, Turkey, because of the brouhaha over whether or not Europe should carry make provision for Turkish elections for the Turkish nationals now living in Europe, Erdogan is now threatening to open the borders and send Europe 15,000 refugees a month. He's using them as a threat. And when you combine that with Erdogan's call to the Turkish people living in Europe by saying you should have at least five babies, the future of Europe is Turkish, you get the idea. It is a very slow motion covert invasion. Nobody's fooled by it. Marine Le Pen is out there saying the future for Turkish people living in Europe is back in Turkey. Now, apparently over in Denmark, there's been another one of these clash of civilizations, culture clash issues. Apparently in the town of Silkeborg, this young couple were just sitting in front of a pizza parlor, eating a pizza, and apparently five Arabs migrants walked up, spotted that the pizza had ham on it, said, are you eating pork? And he said, yeah. And apparently they grabbed some of the pizza and threw it on the ground, and that started the fist fight. Now, again, Vladimir Putin, Teddy Roosevelt, and yours truly, have always said it's a nice thing to go to another country, but it is a privilege, it's not a right. And when you go to another country, you learn to get along in that country. Teddy Roosevelt said, you're welcome to come here to the United States as long as you remember you are now in the United States and you adapt to our laws, our culture, you have respect for our traditions. And the problem that we have with so many of these migrants that are being driven into Europe or lured into Europe is somebody somewhere is telling them that they have a right to force these European countries to become just like the Middle Eastern countries they're running away from, which never really made any sense at all. And it was just absurd. Now, speaking of Denmark, there's an interesting little article here. Came out of Zero Hedge. Is Denmark on the brink? And it's written by somebody who's very much in touch with what's going on in Denmark, starting out with how, up until quite recently, the Swedish media, pro-government, pro-left wing, have been keeping a lid on all of the out-of-control violence, crime, rape going on in Sweden at the hands of the migrants, leading up to that embarrassment last week where a Swedish politician had to admit he'd been lying about the rape statistics, and he apologized. And this article is saying the same thing is currently going on in Denmark. The migrants have brought with them a huge increase in crime, violence, assaults, rapes, and the Danish government and the Danish media are trying to keep a lid on it. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mike in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? I just wanted to mention, I guess in Philadelphia, we've got a MAGA march coming up Saturday.
Yeah.
It actually seems that the Antifa, First Amendment, brown shirt, Nazi scumbags are planning to attack people during that march. So it's kind of
Well, you hit it right on the head. It's classic brown shirt tactics. It's amazing where we seem right now headed into repeating all of the same mistakes that led us into World War II. And maybe it's just by design. They figured, hey, it worked for the Nazis. We'll just do it here and it'll work for us. Actually, in the long run, it didn't work for the Nazis. They're all gone. Nazi Germany is gone. The only Nazis we have today are people who are hired to dress up and play at being Nazis to try and stimulate contributions to various anti-Nazi charities.
Yeah, I was figuring, they really only can operate if they're unknown, really, because their only purpose is to try and scare supporters from coming out and organizing. If they were actually, well-known, that they would easily lose all popularity and basically be destroyed.
Yeah, well, they strike from the dark, they hide in the dark. Anonymity is their their best friend. And unfortunately, we've seen in way too many of these cases, the police are given instructions to just stand back and let it all happen. So this is definitely coming down from the deep state, creating chaos, trying to get rid of Donald Trump, trying to crush down his supporters, beat them down literally. And it's a very dark chapter in the history of the United States of America. And as I said before, it portends either a complete collapse of the federal government, the way the Soviet Union fell, or it portends entry into a new world war that I do not think this country can possibly win.
Yeah, because, I was actually, when Trump was in the city, there was a lot of protests for that, and Antifa was actually there. I was actually attacked when that happened, and actually stole my glasses, which is pretty ridiculous.
Can I make a suggestion here to everybody who might be going to a pro-Trump rally or demonstration, and you fear being attacked? Now, you need to check with the laws in your specific state. You don't want to carry any kind of weapons that can be construed as offensive, like knives and clubs and guns, but everybody can have pepper spray. Pepper spray became very, very popular as an anti-rape, whatever, and different states have different rules. Most of them require that you go through about a half-hour class on how to use the pepper spray, and then you buy the pepper spray, and you just hang it on your belt. And I imagine that if there were a group of Trump supporters, and they most of them had pepper spray on their belt, the Antifa people would look at that and realize it's a losing proposition. And they would go home, and there would be peace.
Yeah, actually, I plan to buy about 10 and then try to sell it there. The one thing I was kind of, last time I was there, I saw them there. Because I know that they're pretty big in Berkeley. It was making me wonder if Philadelphia is actually one of their second biggest presences. The reason I don't know.
I'm not really paying that much attention to their membership roster. My understanding is it's the same group of people being bused or flown from location to location to location.
It was making me wonder if Philadelphia is actually kind of like a contested ground. Actually, that there's actually a lot more Trump support here than. And the Democrats kind of push on.
I think that's true for the entire country. I think Trump had a lot more support all across the country. That's why they couldn't steal the election. And now they're trying to create this illusion that Trump doesn't have any support by going on out and beating up anybody who's standing out there with the I support Trump sign. We're hearing all these stories about people who are wearing Make America Great hats. They're being denied service at various stores. Some of them are suing, and they ought to. This idea of using your place of business for a political agenda is an idea that has to go away. And I'm glad to report that the CEO of Starbucks is now having to step down after that huge embarrassment over we're going to hire 10,000 refugees.
It's actually pretty awesome because I walk around with my Trump hat on and actually I'll get a lot of compliments. So, I really haven't seen it like the opposite way, but. I mean, like, every time I've seen, like, a business come out and say that they're against Trump, it's like they're always boycotted, whereas if a company comes out and says they're for Trump, they're rarely boycotted. It kind of brings out, like, the whole fascist system into view, because it's very clear that any company that would ever come out against Trump is clearly going that they're going to only lose from that. So what do they have to gain? Like, they're obviously a part of a bigger network.
Yeah, well, again, a lot of these businesses are owned by people who are retired from the intelligence services, or they're still connected with the intelligence services. It does give them advantages going into business. If you go back and you read that book by Terry Reid, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, he says right in there, being part of that intelligence network opens up business opportunities for you. It's easier for you to get loans to start a business, mostly because the CIA wants all their assets to have some kind of front or a cover story. And so, you know, they'll get you all set up and you got a business. But, of course, when they call up and say, ban Trump from your place of business, they have to go along with that. What's really important to understand is even though this group calls themselves Antifa for anti-fascist, they're actually pushing a fascist agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? I mean, it's almost like a battle of, like, I know you are, but what am I? Like this constant yelling, like, stand down while they're coming to, like, assault you. Like it's such a basic, like, I don't know, like, mind game. I just wanted to let everybody know that there's a MAGA march going on actually across the country. Philadelphia in particular, I guess, they've got Antifa planned to show up, so.
Get your pepper spray.
We get more people to show up, so.
You know, go through the training class, get the appropriate permit if it's required by your state, and just have a little pepper spray on your hip. And if the crowd has a significant presence of pepper spray, it's going to tell the Antifa people this is a losing proposition if you try and mess with them, okay? Because pepper spray is considered a defensive weapon; it's not an offensive weapon, and they really can't, especially in this day and age of skyrocketing crime in America. They really can't criticize you for having a defensive weapon like pepper spray on your belt. And I think that would be a very, very good idea. Mike, we're going to let you go here. Switch over to Carl in Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, every time I hear your show, you're talking about Nazis, you know. So I was just wondering, when was the last time a Nazi tried to shut your show down, you know?
Well, the original traditional Nazis are all gone.
Why are you obfuscating on the real issue? You know, you say, oh, we better not talk about Jews because the Jews will shut the site down. Well, what are you doing then? You're calling it the Nazis who tried to stop these people who control our media, they control our grocery
Wait a minute. You're putting words in my mouth. I just got done saying the only Nazis we have today are people who are in costumes paid to pretend to be Nazis to stimulate donations to anti-Nazi organizations. You know, we're dealing with the rise of fascism in this country.
Cute. That's very cute, Michael. It's very cute. But you know what?
All right, Carl, thank you very much. Okay. Obvious disruptor here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Real quick, I was listening to the show, and you were talking about the FBI director earlier. And one thing that I did learn from Rush Limbaugh, I quit listening to him 12 years ago, approximately, after I voted for George W. Bush the second time, and that was before I was awake. But I listened to him for about 15 years, not every day, but I tried to listen to him. The only thing that I can really take away from that is you don't ever try and appease your enemies. You don't ever try and work with your enemies. That's a losing. That's a position of weakness. You're never going to, particularly in this religious war of left versus right, progressives, you know, these Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, you're never going to appease them. You're never going to make friends with them. They see anything like that as weakness. And as far as, you know, people, the Trump supporters are going to support Trump no matter what he does. He needs, I think, not only to fire the FBI director, but if he can come up with charges, arrest him. Start arresting people all over the place, including, if need be, people inside your own camp, because I know he has a lot of traitors in there. But
I would agree with that. I agree with that. I disagree with the one that Trump supporters are going to support him no matter what, because obviously my enthusiasm for him has cooled considerably.
I'm basically talking about the base.
My turn. My radio show. Okay? I tend to look at what Trump is doing on a case-by-case basis. Some I agree with, some I don't agree with. I'm still glad he won the election, because it would have been far, far worse under Hillary Clinton. But once again, we were given our choice of choosing the lesser of two evils, and so guess what we wind up with. Now, as far as the base, I don't know that they're so much supporting Donald Trump, the man, as they're supporting the principle that we, the people, actually succeeded in electing a president despite the corporate media and the election fraud and all the corruption going on, and that's why the deep state is having this knee-jerk panic reaction. But it is unfortunately focused on Donald Trump, the individual. And you're right. He's got to regain the initiative. He's got to go on the offense. Now, trying to fire Comey right now would be ill-timed for political reasons. But Trump should go on a scrape out of the rest of the White House and executive office building. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today. End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Quick news story before we take our next phone call. Over in Germany, apparently five Arab migrants gang-raped a seven-year-old girl at the Central Initial Reception Center for Refugees in Hamburg. So, again, migration is a filtering process. We're not getting the best of the people from those source countries. the people, the good people of those countries stay there. And we're getting people who are, who couldn't make it in their home countries. And they think they're going to get a better deal in Europe because Soros told them so. We're getting people who are fleeing prosecution and think they can go back to doing what they've been doing all along. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call from Ramsey in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. I just want to ask you something. When you talk about the crime rates committed by the migrants in Sweden and Denmark and so on, you see, sir, this happened, like this increase in crime rates happened because of the when the refugees came in, or was that like since day one when they came here, like in the 70s and 80s? And also, sir, my second question is, why doesn't the media in Sweden and Denmark report it? Because usually when a guy from the Middle East or Iran or Afghanistan, whatever, like a Muslim or something, or commits a crime, it's like all over the news here, like in North America. It's like front page news, but like over there, it doesn't get covered at all. So,
well, that's by government order. I mean, Germany literally passed a law forbidding their media from ever reporting on the ethnic identity of somebody who's accused in a crime. So all you'll get in the German newspapers is woman was raped by suspect. And that's all it is. And you don't know. But those who've got access to the crime statistics are reporting that there's been a surge in all of these crimes. And the surge is accounted for by those suspects who turn out to be refugees and migrants coming across the border. And it's not being as widely reported here in the United States as it used to be, because everybody who's on board with this globalist New World Order understands that this blurring of populations across borders isn't working out as smoothly as the liberal ideology thought it was going to. And they're trying to just find, anytime somebody comes on out and says, you know, there was a rape and the suspect was a migrant, to say, oh, you're being racist here, to identify them. And so there's already here an attempt to push down on that. But people are looking around themselves and they're seeing for themselves what's going on here. And interestingly enough, Reuters just did a poll up in Canada and found almost half of the Canadians want the illegal border crosses deported. Everybody is sick and tired of this forced migration into their country at their expense. And they're having to pay the costs in terms of the cost of the social systems. The fear to go into certain parts of their own country now, the no-go zones, and they've had enough. They've reached the breaking point. Thank you for the call, Ramsey. We're going to let you go and take a break for station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.